Hello and welcome to Marketing Minutes with Ms. Kemya. Today, we're all about goals. Let's talk about how to focus on clear, actionable goals. If you ask people what they want, many people will simply say they want to be successful. But if you ask them how they plan to achieve this success, they won't have feasible, concrete goals. If you do not set action-oriented goals, how in the world are you supposed to know what to do to achieve said goals? Let's figure this out. If you have random milestones that are too broad, you won't be able to reach those goals. For example, let's say you have a bunch of goals like wanting to be successful financially, wanting your business to grow, and wanting to be able to level up in your business, right? These goals are so broad, so all over the place that you won't be able to reach them all. Goals have to be broken down into actionable steps. They can't be so broad that they're one size fits all. A goal like wanting your business to grow, that's a one size fits all goal. Everybody that has a business wants it to grow. Who doesn't want to be successful financially? Who doesn't want to level up in business? Again, generic one-size-fits-all goals are not actionable and they're not achievable. Those types of goals don't give you a roadmap. They're just contributing to your confusion and your overwhelm. There's a reason why setting SMART goals works. You know, the acronym SMART. You know, a key part of setting actionable goals is to use numbers and quantify your goals. I believe when you put a number to a goal, it makes it real and it makes it tangible. You can then use that number as the answer and work your way backwards to figure out the question. Reverse engineer the process. For example, if you say you want to make an extra $40,000 this year, that's fine. But what does that mean? What are the steps that are going to take you there? You don't make $40,000 overnight. You make it by taking the smaller steps that lead you to the goal. It's time to define these smaller steps that end up feeding into your larger goal. So instead of having a goal of making more money overall, set a goal of how much money you need to make each day or each week to meet that ultimate goal. So let's use the you want to make an extra $40,000 a year goal. Then you would need to bring in about $3,333 each month. Now, from here, you can break that down by how much you would need to bring home in a week. You would need to bring in about $833 a week or about $119 a day. Now, my friend, you have a clear focus. That's what you focus your goal on, because when you make that $119 a day, it feeds into the weekly goal of $833, which feeds into the monthly goal of $3,333, which feeds into the annual goal of an extra $40,000 a year. And it's not so overwhelming. It's a lot easier to think about making $119 a day and actually make a plan to generate this than it is to figure out how to come up with $40,000. If you have streams of income that aren't moving you toward your goal, then you have to come up with a way to increase that income. For example, can you offer an information ebook or set up paid tutorials? Or perhaps you can start a members-only forum or a membership program. There could be any number of things you can do to start a new stream of income or improve upon an existing revenue stream. What you cannot do is sit down and think about your goal, plan it, and then do nothing to move toward it. Wishful thinking or hoping doesn't lead to change or results. When you set actionable goals, it allows you to have a clear focus and helps you to have the mindset to reach them. You need deliberate goals in order to have a sense of direction. This allows you to lead your life essentially rather than to be led. Plus, when you have those actionable goals, it lets you keep track of your progress and your success. Back to those figures. If you know that you have to make $119 a day, and one day you make twice that, then you're ahead of the day's goal. And that will help you if you have a shortcoming on another day. and you won't feel so bad. So part one of this is to figure out exactly what you want. You can't set goals until you know what you want. These goals should matter or mean something to you. They should be goals that you're driven toward and you're motivated to achieve. The most successful people have an underlying motivation to their goals. They want to be successful, of course, but many of them have a because in there, such as, I want to be successful because I want to be able to spend more time with my family. Some people have an underlying motivation to be successful because they know what it's like to struggle and they do not want to live the rest of their life that way. Part two of this, break down the goal into smaller bites. You got a big goal and you want to break it down into smaller bites. Name exactly what you want. Write it down specifically. Your goals should be narrowed down to specifics. Break the issues down so that you can keep track of the goals in small, actionable steps. It's important that you have these goals outlined with a way to track them. Now, in our early example, we broke down an extra $40,000 a year down to $3,333 a month, down to $833 a week, down to $119 a day, right? So no matter whether your goal is to bring in more money, learn a new skill, or buy something specific, you can break down your goal in the same way. Look at how you can break down your overarching goal into monthly, weekly, and daily tasks. In this way, you can achieve success bit by bit and actually see the progress. And seeing this progress is a great motivator to keep you pushing forward. This progress is what's going to keep you going when you don't feel like pushing forward. Part three of this, use deadlines for yourself. If you know you want to make that $33.33 in a month, then this allows you to be able to break down when you know you have to have a product ready or take a step to get something out that will work toward bringing in that money. These goals should be ones that are within your reach. If one of your goals is to make $1 billion this year and you made $100,000 last year, odds are really high that's not an achievable goal. So don't set yourself up to fail right out of the gate with a goal that you know you can't accomplish because it's not realistic at all. Setting such an unrealistic goal will only serve to dampen your spirits and suck the energy right out of your can-do attitude. When you create your goals, make sure that your mindset is positive. Don't set self-defeating goals. An example of this would be as a positive goal. Let's say you have a positive goal of increase my mailing list by 25%. Rather than a goal that has a negative spin, such as find a way to make up for subscribers who are unsubscribing. That is so negative. Nobody wants to work towards that. You don't even want to think about that. But again, that positive goal of increase my mailing list by 25%, that gives you something to work towards. That gives you something to be happy and proud to achieve. Once you've created the goals that are going to move you in the direction you want to go, simply reinforce them. Look at your goals at least once a day. Put them in front of you to remind yourself that even if you don't see huge changes overnight, these changes are happening as you reach these actionable goals. For more insights into social media and digital marketing and how you can use these to grow your business, visit me at marketingsparkler.com. Until next time, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.